Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction and their next sale coming Thursday, February 20th, live from the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997, that's SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. The auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time with 36,325 head on offer, 12,780 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 15,575 weaned calves will be sold on Thursday, February 20th. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call for more information, 800-422-2117. This sale live in Norman, Oklahoma at the Embassy Suites Conference Center. You're invited to attend at Superior Livestock. Remember, we bring the market to you.
It will be a quiet day today with futures markets closed for President's Day and most folks still out taking advantage of the long weekend opportunity. If the support in the board can carry into the week, which there's a good possibility it will, the cash market could see some firmness develop in prices. But it was a big win for cattle contracts ending the week on a higher note, which will hopefully trickle into this week's trade and not only bolster futures prices, but the cash market as well. The hog prices closed the week higher on the National Direct After Noon Hog Report, up 92 cents with a weighted average of 49.56. Live cattle, well, the futures side of the market was able to pull higher later in the week and closed the week with nearby contracts exceeding a dollar gains and deferred contracts not that far behind. Closing just shy of triple digits, the feeder cattle market closed the week on a strong note. March feeders were up $2.20 at $138.52. And the hog markets closed today mixed as a lot of the market's interest and attention gravitated towards the cattle contracts on Friday. Now, wheat finished last week with dull, listless trade and little in the way of news. Pressuring wheat is the U.S. dollar, with the U.S. dollar index showing its ninth straight higher close in 10 days, making U.S. wheat less competitive in world markets. For three straight weeks, March corn has been coiling in a sideways range, bounded by $3.76 and $3.85, and on Friday challenged the low side of that range. While U.S. corn exporters have a window of opportunity to boost sales, Ukraine and Argentina continue to provide solid competition. Rumors on Friday have China buying up to 500,000 metric tons of Ukrainian corn. Soybeans finished lower for the first time in 10 trading sessions on Friday, pressured by both bearish South American weather and improving crops, and the bearish implications on demand from the coronavirus issue. However, it seems risky for funds to be carrying a still sizable short in beans and meal into a long weekend, which when this week China could issue tariff waivers for the purchase of U.S. soybeans. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, it's your chance to see a Superior Video Livestock Auction live in person at the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma this Thursday, February 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 36,325 head, 12,700 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, and over 15,000 weaned calves. It'll start at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Check out the details at SuperiorLivestock.com.
On Friday, live cattle was up 180 for April, 120.32. June up 137 at 112. March feeder cattle up 220, 138.52. April up 242 at 141.37. April hogs up 22 cents at 64.30, and the May was up 15 cents, 73 even. Kansas City wheat, March was down a half Friday, 465 and a half. May down a half at 472 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March down 1.5, 542 and three quarters. May was down 3 1/4 at 541 and a half. March corn down 1 3/4 at 377 and three quarters. May was down 2 3/4 at 382. And March soybeans down 2.5, 893 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.